Good morning, you listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. This morning, my guest is Lou Marano, who is a carpet retailer in South Florida with, I believe, 6 stores now. Lou, how you doing?
Good, very good.
So am I right? You've just opened another store recently, right?
Yes, we did.
And I should point out that we're up in Washington, D.C. now at the Mohawk Floorscapes and Color Center Convention. And I believe you actually used to be on Mohawk's advisory board, didn't you?
Yes, I was, a couple years ago.
And another little quick background on this. I believe you got in the carpet business up in New Jersey with Giant Carpet, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
That was with Sam Rosenberg, right?
Yes.
So you started in the business up there, and I think you went down on vacation. You saw an opportunity to possibly open some stores in Florida, and it's all history from there, right?
Pretty much.
Tell me a couple of things. I know a lot of people are interested right now. We know that in 2010, as you look at the way the business was going, it looked pretty good until about May, and then it just fell off. And then I think in the last couple of months, it's picked up again. Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah. January, actually, the last half of last year, the bleeding stopped, and things started to settle down and be okay. And then January through mid-May, things were good. Actually, compared to the summer, it was pretty good. Then the summer came, June, July, August, and September, and we went right back into the abyss, just like a couple of years ago. Couldn't have really gotten a whole lot worse. And October turned out to be fair to Midland, and November, I think, turned out good. So we'll see what happens.
So as you look at what you predict your 2010 results to be, do you think they'll be up from 2009 or flat?
Well, we're up business-wise, figures-wise, but bottom line, we're not as well. You know, when things started to look like they were getting better at the end of last year, our budgeting this year, we decided to loosen the belt a little bit, spend a little bit more money in advertising, do some more investing in the company, and all that was working great all the way through May. But the horrific numbers of the summer just completely wiped out everything that was all good. And so our businesses, we're doing more volume. The bottom line is not as good. And for the first time in this entire recession, which I don't understand why it's happening now, and it has not happened before, the last 3 or 4 months, we're not getting the margin quite as high as we were. And through the worst of the worst, our margin has never moved more than a half point. And now it's down 2 or 3 for the last 3 or 4 months. So that hasn't helped either.
That's interesting. And if you had to do it over again, would you have added this 6th store if you knew what you do now?
It is actually doing phenomenal. It's out of the 6 stores, we've got a couple that are doing good, a couple that are not doing so good, one that's doing all right, and that store happens to be doing the best. So I'm very happy. It's a real good location.
And the name of your chain is Capital Carpet, right?
Capital Carpet and Tile.
When you look at what's selling right now, I've heard from other people I've talked to that it's mostly on the cut order business, which would tell me it's on comes with the better end goods. Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Now, one of the things you and I have talked several times in the past, and I know that you're kind of on the leading edge of web marketing. And I wanted to ask you, you know, most everybody has replaced their Yellow Pages with their whole front door on the website, but you've actually gone a little bit further, and you're still doing, I think, pay-per-clicks, and you're focusing on SEO. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, the internet, you know, is not a surprise that that's where a lot of the consumers are starting to process. And this year, we're actually spending more money on the SEO portion than on the pay-per-click. When the pay-per-click really started to become popular, it was a strong source of stream of customers coming in. It's still pretty good, but the quality of those leads are not as good as the SEO portion. So we're now taking some of the money in our budget from the pay-per-click, and we're moving over to the SEO to enhance that and make that better.
Okay, so are you finding that you're having to put more money into web-based marketing, or are you having to invest in the what you call organic response on the search engine optimization side?
We just shifted it, that's all. We were spending 75% of our money on pay-per-click and 25% on SEO, and to get the same results, you don't need to spend as much on the SEO as you do on the pay-per-click, although you still need the pay-per-click. So the pay-per-click actually is a more expensive per lead, but you still need to be everywhere on the net. You need to be, you know, on the right side, and you need to be on the top, which are the sponsored links, and you need to be in the SEO. So you need to spend more to be on the top and on the right. So we're just taking some of that money and putting it into the SEO. So we're not really spending any more money. We're just shifting where the money's going.
And when you look at your whole promotion program, what percentage of all the dollars you spend toward making sure everybody knows who Capital Carpet is goes toward the internet?
Percentage-wise, probably 10% of our total advertising. We do mostly TV, which is, you know, fairly expensive.
Okay, so you're still doing a lot of TV?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and you find TV works out better for you than, say, radio or billboard or newspaper?
It does for us. We've been doing it for the last 15 years, so we have a lot of equity built into it. Billboards are good if your location is, I would think, not in a great location. All of our locations are pretty high profile. And radio has never seemed to work for us. And although we stopped doing the newspaper, we went back into it for the news store because it's in a different advertising area. That's working okay. So the TV really seems to be working the most. So with the exception of some direct mail and, you know, with the minimal yellow pages that we do and a couple of other things, most of the money goes to TV. Cut out for whatever we need to spend for the internet.
When you advertise on TV, are you offering a special offer or just building brand?
We have either one or two ads. Either one of them, you know, what we're running is going to be a sale ad. And when I say one of them, we have several different sale ads. So we're either running a sale ad or we are running one of the generics that we're running. And what we're trying to do with the generic ads and what we're trying to do to grow a portion of the business that we have been doing a lot, which is to do it yourself, we've been advertising that you don't have to go to the big boxes if you're just buying product. We have the selection and the price as well as full service. So that's what we're kind of doing in our generic.
Let's talk about your Mohawk relationship for a minute. How many of your stores are floorscape?
All six.
Okay, all six. One of their premier products unique to them is this whole smart strand. Talk to me about how that's doing.
It's just doing phenomenal. There's rarely few things that come out and the salespeople go to it like fish out of water, but Smart Strand was one of them. We have not had one claim on it, not one complaint in the entire time that we've been carrying the brand. So we're real happy with it. Customers like it. Salespeople love it. It's been a great product for us.
Well, I ran into you here early. Actually, the show doesn't start until noon, so I've got to think that you get a lot out of this. Why don't you talk a little bit about what you get out of coming to these meetings?
Well, you know, convention prior to the times that we've been in pretty much has been, you know, you come, you look at the new products, you look at the new programs, you work out what you need to work out with the people that you're doing business with, and you go home. And since we've been in these tougher times, Mohawk has been concentrating a lot more on their educational programs and their seminars. And the ones that I have taken have been really incredibly awesome. In fact, after I take them, some of them, I've actually had them come and do it for my people in the stores, you know, via the web. And it's helped my business tremendously. They really are bringing educational tools, but real tools, not stuff that you listen to for an hour and a half, you go home and you forget about it. Things that you actually take home, actually implement, and see measurable improvement in results.
Is that across the board, not only on sales training, but just on, you know, the whole business strategy and all facets of the business?
Yeah, actually, it's split pretty evenly divided. You've got sales training. For example, they have the one of the courses that took the seven highly effective tools.
Stephen Covey's thing, right?
Yeah, and that course was just unbelievable. I mean, it just was incredible. And I brought back stuff and actually started to show some of it to some of the people that work for us. So it's split pretty evenly divided with sales. And really the most help that I've gotten is helping my business and personally and helping run the business and getting into some of the finer details that you didn't really look at too much. And it's teaching you how to look at those things. Prior to 3 years ago, people would say, what's your break even? I never had to understand that question because we always made money. So times are different. So now you have to know what your break even is. And they teach you how to do those meticulous things that a lot of people, including myself, did not know how to do.
Okay, great. Lewis, good to talk to you. Been talking to Lou Marano, who is the owner of Capital Carpet in South Florida. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.